really relates to prior hedge practices. Everybody loved accrual-based accounting. But there are some things that expanded under cash flow accounting. And what happened was, remember with anticipated transactions, you could only use options and get hedge accounting. Now under cash flow accounting, you're actually allowed to use both options and forwards. And that's quite accommodating, especially for corporates trying to hedge anticipated transactions. They always wanted to use forwards, you could never use forwards and get hedge accounting. So now it's forwards and options. Introduces some eligibility for written options, and we'll talk about that later. And it also adopts a transaction versus an enterprise approach. And I believe somebody had a question over here. An option